This is a really great question, and I'm very grateful for you having posed it in the way that you have. It essentially gets to the heart of three things: the fact that you've got a new business situation, the fact that you're moving from one profession into another profession for visa purposes, and then finally, the amount of investment that you're going to have to put up in order to persuade the immigration department that even though you're moving from a profession where you're teaching a language through to your qualified profession, the fact that you've got a change of category in play, how the immigration department are going to view that, all things considered. So just dealing firstly with the potential for your new business to serve as a sponsor for you. As a new business situation, you need to have suitable business premises, which you've clearly got. You need to have a clear pathway to the creation of local jobs, which you've got. And you need to have suitable resources, both funding resources and non-funding resources, the non-funding resources being all the kind of things that you normally have present that are driving you to make the investment decision in the first place. So looking at what you've kind of got in play with your website almost built and your professional background, it's clear to me that your new entity will more than likely satisfy the immigration department that it can sponsor you for immigration purposes. So that deals with the first issue. The second issue then sort of speaks to change of category. Employment, because you're moving from one type of employment to another. Well, whilst the test for approval for an employment visa, which you presently have, is do you possess special skills, knowledge and experience of value to and not readily available in Hong Kong, the fact that you're presently an English language instructor, of course, boxes you in a sense to your defined profession in Hong Kong. But if you are, on the other hand, also clearly qualified in another profession and you've determined that you want to take up employment with a business that you're invested in, then the Immigration Department will look at your ability to participate in the investment activities as representing specialness as part of the overall test for approval, that is special skills, knowledge and experience of value to not readily available in Hong Kong. So in that regard, because you're putting money into the deal, and clearly a normal employee wouldn't put money into the deal, the Immigration Department will accord you a certain amount of benefit as a result of that. So my advice to you would be that you put in the $500,000 that you've got, thereabouts, into the business and show that you've invested it. It can be invested by way of loan capital if that's required, but certainly put it into the company coffers and show to the Immigration Department that you've made that investment and it's part and parcel of your overall plan to participate in the affairs of the company. So once you've done that, the question then really falls to what type of immigration status are you actually applying for here? You in your own mind at this point have sort of ruled out the idea of an employment visa because of the change in the nature of the work. But as I've just outlined, the fact that you are essentially qualified to do the work that's driving you to make this investment decision in the first place, and you've got the funds standby ready to invest into the business, and because you own less than 50% of the company, and because you're an existing resident, my advice would be that you actually apply for a change of category, make a change of category application from sponsored employment through to business investment, but seek to have the company itself sponsor you, because as a 49% or minority shareholder, then the Immigration Department, whilst there's no hard and fast rules, will essentially apply the employment visa approvability test to your application in terms of your piece, but because it's a new business situation, they're going to apply the business investment visa approvability test in any event. And because you're an existing resident and it only takes 4 to 6 weeks normally for both types of applications to be considered, you've got the luxury of being able to decide which avenue to travel. And if you were, for example, instructing us professionally, I would advise you to travel down the employment visa route, seeking a specific dispensation in the overall application consideration exercise, given that you're a shareholder in the business. So it seems to me that you're a change of sponsorship application rather than a change of category application as such, even though all the criteria for approval for a business investment visa will be factored into the consideration exercise. And as I say, your special skills, knowledge and experience will be significantly augmented by the fact that you've put money or you're about to put money into the deal. And so I believe you'll be successful in that regard. So it sounds to me as though you're onto a winning application, and I hope you all the very best with it.